Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I'm your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. And I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
Ooh, girl. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I got to just caught you off guard or something.
No, I was kidding.
Well, how are you doing this morning? For real, for real. Yeah, you sound like your face is still. See, you making me yawn now. Stop. Get up. Got me yawning and junk and stuff. So, damn, today is a nice, bright little Saturday from what I've seen thus far of today, which I haven't even been outside, but I just see the sun is shining right now. So, you know. Hopefully, the way that it goes for the day. Yes, yes. Okay, girl. I'm going to give you a moment to get yourself together because you sounded like you was really just getting your eyes open or something. I don't know. But we're going to start this day off the way that we should. And that's by giving out some nice little birthday wishes like we always do. Now, I have a lot of birthday wishes thus far this week. Yes, I do. So I'm going to start off by saying happy birthday to Miss Raven Clark. She's another one that's on Facebook. She already got the sentence for her Facebook name, and I'm not about to go through all of that trying to figure out what the hell that say. But her name is Raven Clark, and she got all of that in the midst of that sentence. Yes, she does. She's turning 36 years old. You go, girl. Yes, ma'am. She's another friend of mine that goes way back to the Bill of Days. Yes, ma'am. Bill of the Ames. She's turning 36 years old on Monday, September the 19th. Yes, ma'am. Bless her heart. Followed by Tuesday, September the 20th, Mr. Eric J. Bradford. Bless his heart. He's turning 50, Jesus. Yes, he is. 50 years old. Bless his heart. Now, I really would not have guessed that he was that much older than I am, because I really didn't know how old he was. But, you know, it's one of those people that, you know, can pass for at least somewhere between 40 and 50, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know, you know. But he's turning 50, though. Bless his heart. He got it on Facebook. Bold as cup. Yes, he do. Also followed by Wednesday's 21st birthday. Yes, Miss Donna M. Floyd. Yes, ma'am. Bless her heart, child. Now, she ain't got her age on there because Donna's like, y'all don't need to know all my goddamn business like that. No, ma'am. Y'all know enough about me on Facebook. Y'all don't need to know how old I'm turning. So, kudos to you, honey. Her birthday is followed Thursday, September the 22nd, by my girl, my twin, as they might say, child. Some people called us that back in the day, child. But, yeah. She's turning 42 years old, Miss Nyree Brown. Yes, blessed be. Now, we twins, girl, but she's got me by about a year and a half, though. I don't know how that happened, but a year and a half done passed before we were born, so. So, Nyree, bless your heart, girl. And yes, for my last, but certainly not least, birthday, September the 23rd, September the 23rd, Friday, Mr. Kelvin Dunsrow Jr. Yes. Now, I can only speculate about how old he's because he don't have it on Facebook, but I just know, you know, I did graduate before he did, so he ain't that old, but he ain't that young either. You know what I'm saying? Bless his heart. And that's my birthday wishes for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
All right, now. Now, Miss Kiki, do you have any birthday wishes you'd like to give out this morning?
Well, of course I do.
Well, you go ahead, honey. You let them have it.
All right. On today, I have Nathaniel Drake. He turns 42. Happy birthday, Nathaniel. Also today, I have Miss Toya Gaines.
All right.
Happy birthday, Toya. Tomorrow, I have Mr. Lyric Hill. He turns 27.
You said Lyric?
Yes.
As in Jason's Lyric? Lyric?
Yes.
Well, yes. Right then. He must have been born during that time.
Yes. He's 27, yes.
See?
On September 19th, turning 39 years old, Mr. Travis Booth. On September 20th is Michelle Coleman's birthday. Also on September 20th, which is not in my list, is my grandmother, my dad's mom, Miss Dorothy Cook. She passed away about 10 years ago. But happy birthday, Grandma. On September 21st, it's also another person that passed away, my father-in-law, the father-in-law girl could ever have, Mr. Lawrence Walker Sr. On September 21st, it's also a cousin from my husband's side of the family, Miss Alicia Hawkins. Also on September 21st, I have Mr. Jacob Nash. On September 22nd, is Mystical. Watch yourself. Also on September 22nd is my husband's birthday, Mr. Lawrence Walker Jr.
What?
Yes. Also on September 22nd. Huh?
How old is he turning? 51? 53? What was it, 53?
Ooh. Lawrence will be turning 42.
Oh.
Ooh. Also on September 22nd. Is my auntie Edwina Gibson's birthday. We ain't going to see her age on the radio.
Yeah.
My daughter's already calling for me. I don't need her to do the same. Mm-hmm. Also, on September 22nd, is my boy Sean Lewis. Sean was a little brother in the family for years.
Mm.
Happy birthday, Sean. And on September 23rd, is my auntie's birthday, another auntie on my husband's side, Miss Veronica McGee, the diva from all the time. September 23rd is her birthday, and that's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right, now, all right. Now, girl, these family friends that you have, they must have been the early part of the family, I mean, the early years or something, child, because I'm like, I ain't never met them.
Oh, they're mostly on my husband's side of the family. That's why.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, why I don't know these people, child, and all these family friends and stuff. I'm like, who is this? I don't know this.
Well, Sean has grown up and was wilding out when we knew you.
Yeah, that's why it must have been the early years of the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, when I came along, I don't know him. So, how, you know. So, but, yeah, okay. Well, all righty then, and girls, so that's our birthday wishes, y'all. Y'all have yourself some blessed days this week and stuff. Enjoy y'all, and things, you know. But all right, now, girl, now, do I know exactly what I want to talk about at the moment? Actually, I do. I do. It's one of those let's talk moments, girl. It's one of those let's talk moments. Because, you know, we haven't had one of those let's talk moments in a while. So let us just talk today. A lot of things, you know, has been transpiring this week, for me at least, you know, I can say. And I'm sure you have a whole lot of things that's been transpiring today, you know, this week for you also. But we're talking about me right now. We're talking about me right now.
Uh-huh.
So one thing I want to ask, girl, because you know it's one of those questions that people truly, truly be thinking sometimes, but I don't know if they really, really, truly actually ask people this. And it's a saying that came out, you know, many moons before we were here. It's like where they say that honesty is always the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
My question is exactly when did that actually stop being the case? You know what I'm saying? Because I know.
Well, it depends if it's in the work environment or if it's in personal environment.
But that's the thing. For either or, because to me, for this particular week, it was work environment. But I've noticed that even in personal situations, it's like, yeah, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in which case, if you be honest, sometimes you can truly, you know, lose what you have to say that it was such the best policy. People don't always want to hear the damn truth, but they say that they want to hear the truth. They say they want you to be honest with them, but they don't always want to hear it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, okay, at what point did the honesty thing stop truly being the best policy to keep the peace? You know what I'm saying? Because for me, like I said, this week it has definitely been a testing thing, child, because, you know, now I'm not a dishonest person by nature. But there are some times where I choose not to really say things just for the sake of keeping peace, keeping copacetic, and keeping myself employed, I guess, if that's, you know, if that's truly a factor.
Mm-hmm.
So if a question ain't asked, I don't generally answer, you know?
Right.
But it's not to say that I'm being dishonest, but it's just the fact that when you ask certain questions, you try to put it in your mind to where it is the actual honest truth, that it's not a problem. But then when it actually starts becoming a problem, you don't want to truly say that it's like becoming, it's not really a problem, but it's a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, case in point, should I just want to put it all out there, girl, and just say what happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because I don't know these people on the radio, child. You know, on the radio, so I'm just going to say it. You know when you're working and you're trying to do the best job that you possibly can, and you're trying to really try to keep up with everything that you learn, and even though a lot of the stuff that you're learning and dealing with is just completely new to form for you, but you're catching on to it as best as you can for the most part, you know? It's not a point of not being able to learn some stuff, but the way that it's coming at you is kind of like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay, something new. So I got to try to make sure I'm doing this right, okay. And with me, I'm generally the kind of person that can really catch on to stuff really quickly for the most part if I'm given the opportunity to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you put in a situation where it's like, okay, you got a situation, it's coming up, and stuff start, you know, piling up on you. And then you get asked that question, that dun, dun, dun type of question. From your boss, the question being, are you overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like that question that you don't want to really truly be honest with, to be honest with you, because you don't know what the whole, outfall or whatever they call it, the whole, you know, the aftermath is going to be for answering it honestly. Now, I've been asked that question a few times before, as, you know, stuff was adding on. And beforehand, I was able to really keep up with everything that was being added on, even though I was not able to, you know, do everything. But at least I was like, you know, like you would say, having my hands on everything that was in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
No. But at the same time, it's kind of like every time the question was asked, it was like, okay, well, no, I'm good. I have this, you know, everything that I'm doing. Well, what are you working on right now? And you give a list of everything that you're working on, but it's still, those plates are still turning. They're still being juggled in the air. You know what I'm saying? So it's like ain't nothing failed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was still being done. Everything was still being touched, you know, from time to time. But then when you start saying that, you know, everything is great, I got this, I'm still, you know, everything is fine, that's when they start tossing more plates up in there for you to, to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, okay, you keeping the plates going, but then you get to that point now where it's like, okay, at some point, these plates, like, they're about to start crumbling down if you don't
mm-hmm.
do that, okay, you've reached your limit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so it's like, at what point do you really say that, but then don't feel like, okay, they may just feel like I'm just a complete idiot who should be able to handle all of this, but they can't handle it.
And I don't think you should ever get to the point where you can't say you're overwhelmed at a job. Especially because in like corporate America, everybody's overwhelmed if you ask them. So I don't think you should ever, try to push yourself too far past a limit where, work don't become fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should always give yourself enough leeway that you're not overwhelmed. Because if you get overwhelmed, then stuff will not get done properly.
Right.
I'll say that. Now, I'm the type of person that I probably won't say I'm overwhelmed, and I'll just work extra hours and extra time to get things done. But that's me. That's the downfall that I have, because I don't ever want to be defeated on anything that I do. That's
right.
Just me. So I don't let anything, make me tap out.
Mm-hmm.
If it's more coming at me, it just means that I have to put more time in. And I have, with jobs, taken work home and spent countless hours doing it on my own time. I have stayed in offices sometimes till 9, 10 o'clock at night just so I can have everything done. But that's just me. I'm not the type of person that you can't make me say enough is enough. I can't do no. And people have tried. Bosses have tried to give me more and more and more to the point where they're like, oh my God, and you did all that and